It is. Who'd have ever thought that?
40 years, yeah.
40 years.
All right, Paul, you joined about 4 years ago.
Yeah, and zero missing there. 4 years and 40 years.
Paul's just been around for 40 years.
Yes, spiritually. Yeah.
Rod, why are Shiwadiwadi still remembered with such fond affection?
I don't know. I mean, you could probably tell me more, but I would presume it's love for the music. I mean, the songs are memorable, aren't they?
I mean, you specialised in cover versions, didn't you? But you put your own stamp on them.
We ended up being known as a cover band, yeah, but we didn't start out like that. The first three or four singles were self-penned. Hey Rock and Roll Lady, Sweet Music.
Yeah, good songs.
Indeed. Let's go back even further then. Let's talk about the formation, because you were two, it was two bands into one, wasn't it?
Originally two bands, two four-piece bands from Leicester. One, well, actually, I was in the Golden Hammers, and we were a covers band. The other band, Choice, was Dave, Trevor, Romeo, and Jeff. And they actually, I suppose you'd call them prog rock.
Yeah, it was kind of rock, yeah. Rock and roll prog rock.
And they did a lot of original stuff.
Yeah, Romeo played the CD not so long ago in the
car. He did, yeah. And that's where the main songwriters came from, really, in Shiwadiwadi, Dave and Trevor.
And you sort of had two of everything, didn't you? Two drummers.
We did, which is where the dance routines came in, really, because we'd got people left over.
Yeah, two drummers, two singers.
Yeah, I mean, two guitarists, you can use two guitarists, but you don't need two bass players, not at the same time.
So why did you decide to stay with two drummers then? Because that became the mark of Shiwadiwadi, didn't it?
Well,
two
drummers. We just used it as a show, you know, just as a look-good thing, really. And also it made the sound very big.
Yeah, such a big sound. We're still using two drummers now.
We do. We've gone back to having two drummers on stage, yeah.
So how did a lad from East Yorkshire, from Scarborough then, Rob, get mixed up with these Leicester guys?
It's a long story. I only actually lived in Scarborough for 6 months. My dad was in a job where we only lived anywhere for 3 years. And I spent a lot of time up to when I was 17 in Malta, south of England, Scotland. So a bit of a gypsy, really, till I settled in Leicester. And I actually never left home. My home left me.
You were very much part of the Leicester scene, weren't you? You played at the Fosway pub there, and you were very much a local band.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. I mean, musicians, like sports people, really, they kind of, everybody knows everybody, and different bands form, and although I was new to Leicester, I mixed with musicians and ended up in the Golden Hammers.
And then along came New Faces. What do you remember of that time?
Well, I remember we didn't know it was a talent show. Not the first time we went. It was exciting.
So you obviously felt you'd got what it takes. Excuse the lyrics.
Very clever.
Yeah. No, but seriously, you felt you stood a good chance.
I can honestly say that the first time we went, we didn't realise it was a talent show. But obviously after that we did. And we were quite open-minded. We were just a bunch of young lads, really. And we were just enjoyed, you know, the TV side of it. But it worked really well in our favour, same as it does in talent shows now. But I mean, we got a record deal within days, so it was, from that point of view, it was great. Yeah, and it was, you know, we were young. It was great to be on the television.
Paul, what were you doing at this time?
What year was that? Was it 70?
70. Late 73.
Okay, 73. So I was about six. Probably playing football,
like most lads at that age.
Yeah, and riding my bike. But I still watch the YouTube clips of... you sang Boney Maroney, didn't you?
You did, yeah.
It's great, and Dave's got his hair swept back and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the green suit, Rod, you wore then?
I can't remember.
Is it... I think you had... I think Dave had a white one on.
I think they were less colourful then, to be honest. They were more kind of original drape-type colours, you know, black and dark blues.
And along came a record deal, as you said, Rod.
Yeah.
And along came a number one, almost overnight.
That's right, Hey Rock and Roll, yeah. Standing on the corner in my-